to the Beef Watch Podcast. I'm Aaron Berger, a Nebraska Extension educator. For today's Beef Watch Podcast, we're going to discuss an article from the September issue of the Beef Watch newsletter titled "Don't Wait for Spring, Why Fall is a Prime Time for Weed Control." To have a conversation about this, I'm joined today by the co-authors, Ben Beckman and Ryan Benjamin, who are both Nebraska Extension educators. Thanks for joining me today, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to be here, Aaron.
Well, guys, as we record this podcast, we're sitting here at the end of August, 1st of September, and this is not the time of year I think many of us focus on weed control. We're thinking about a frost soon to come. We're almost to the end of the growing season. But in the article, you highlight this really is an opportune time to target certain weedy species. Walk through with us some of the principles, some of the species that we need to pay attention to, and why this time of year might be a good time to target them.
As we move into the fall, a lot of these perennial and biennial plants start to move a lot of resources into their roots to overwinter, and winter annuals as well. And it provides a really good time to apply some herbicide and get that herbicide down into the roots of those plants and be really effective on some of these more hard to control pasture weeds and range weeds. I think that's kind of the gist of why the fall can be really effective at treating some of these weeds.
And I jump on too, Ryan. You know, I think it's a difficult time of year, like you said, Aaron. We're busy bringing cattle back from summer pasture and everything that comes with that. If you've got, you know, crops, we're dealing with fall harvest. We're getting hay put up and things around for winter. And so there's a lot going on, and you have to hit the right window for a good effective fall treatment too. It's getting it while that plant is actively growing and pulling those nutrients down to the roots. Like Ryan said, our translocated herbicides, we can get really good kills on our perennials and biennials and winter annuals as they're pulling it down. You know, that's pretty much ideal for a herbicide treatment, but we got to hit the right window in order to get that done effectively.
Ben, talk a little more about what is the right window. How do we know when that is? And based on different target weeds, is that different?
Yeah, and I would say it is a little bit different depending on what species you're dealing with, mostly because, again, we need an actively growing plant. So for a lot of our plants, once we start to get close to frost, you know, we want to hit it good 7 to 10 days before we actually get cold weather, because at that point, especially our perennial plants are going to start shedding their leaves. You know, once the leaves start to turn color, that's a sign that a lot of the nutrients have actually been pulled out of those leaves and translocated down already, and that plant is really preparing for winter at that point. So we still want to get it while it's green, and that's, again, it's kind of a tricky window to figure out, usually later September and through October, just depending on the weather conditions when we want to hit that. We also want to kind of avoid just chilly periods in general. You know, we've had a cooler stretch here as we're recording this, which has been really nice, but we still have, you know, highs in the 70s, you know, across the state. Once we start to get into the real fall temps where we're getting, you know, highs into the low 60s, 50s, at that point, the plant's not really actively growing as much anymore, and we don't get as much translocation. So we want to get it when we've got a warm day, before a hard freeze, as the plant's starting to pull those nutrients down into the roots. And again, you know, try to hit a green plant. Once it starts to show the color change, you know, at that point, we're losing effectiveness of that herbicide treatment really, really quickly. So as long as the plant's still green, and that's going to, again, depend on different plants. Sometimes our thistles and some of those rosettes that are really low to the ground and hidden down in the canopy can stay green for a long time. And so we've got a lot longer window to get things like your musk thistle, Canada thistle, things like that.
As we think about some of these species, you've already mentioned some of them, Canada thistle, musk thistle. What are some target species that seem to respond to this kind of management practice?
Yeah, there's several. A lot of the thistles, obviously. Leafy spurge is another one that responds seemingly really well to fall herbicide application. And I think leafy spurge, something like 2,4-D, or, well, picloram and 2,4-D mix is probably the most effective that I've heard of.
A lot of our options that we would use, I would say, typically throughout the year are going to work. It's just, again, that timing of application and it hitting that new growth on your leafy spurge. Just early spring applications, we don't want to skip in order to do a fall application because we're stopping seed set. So that's the benefit of doing a herbicide application earlier on in the year. You know, like our Canada thistle, leafy spurge, many other really tricky perennial plants like that, a lot of our noxious weeds. We don't want to skip that spring application because we're stopping seed production and stopping the spread that way. But if we can hit it again in the fall, we want to make sure we're reading the labels and not overdoing, exceeding the maximum rate. You know, a lot of times it says how much we can apply per year. But if we can hit it again in the fall, that's when we can really get kill and really start to control a patch really good if you can kind of do that 1-2 punch.
Yeah, and I want to park on this just for a moment. You mentioned in the article there may be situations where maybe we knock that spring growth back using mowing or something like that. I've seen this personally with something like Canada thistle, where it's wanting to grow and we go ahead and knock it back. It comes back, so it grows. Maybe we have to mow it a second time if we have a lot of moisture. But then as we move into the fall, that plant's already been somewhat stressed through the mowing process. Going through the summer, and now it's going to translocate nutrients back down to the roots. We can sometimes get a real effective kill by doing a combination of both mechanical and chemical treatment on these plants.
That's a really good point, Aaron. And I think it goes for a lot of different species, you know, not just, like I said, those noxious weeds like thistle or leafy spurge. You know, the tricky thing when you are doing something like that is making sure that you map it out good. So, you know, either putting out some flags or having it GPSed or something like that, because if you're mowing it and you're knocking it back, sometimes there's a few plants on the edge of that patch that might escape your notice. If you've been stressing it and they're hidden down in the canopy a little bit, and we want to make sure that we're getting good application across it. So, you know, doing something like that, we just want to make sure that we're getting the entire patch sprayed. But it's the same principle for some of our other thistles that are biennials. You know, they are essentially growing in the fall, producing that rosette late summer through the fall, and then they shoot that seed stock up the next year. Our winter annuals are doing the exact same thing where they're germinating here in the fall, things like, you know, cheatgrass, a lot of our mustards. And so if we're hitting them as they're translocating their nutrients, you kind of see a theme here. We can get really good kill. And if we're stressing them beforehand, that's even better. Even for some of our brush species, you know, things like buckbrush, you know, sumac, things like that. If you go in and you brush hog it ahead of time, and then you do a spray or something like that where you've got some new growth, you've set it back and stressed it already, you know, it's a great time to do it. There's a caveat to that though, the stress side of it is we want it to be in conditions that it can regrow. So this year we've had lots of moisture, and so that works really well. If we would have, you know, had a really dry summer and we mowed off, you know, that Canada thistle patch or something like that, and it stayed dry and those plants aren't really regrowing much, and they're drought stressed already, we might still have some action and get some herbicide control, but it's going to be a lot less reduced because, you know, as that plant's drought stressed, it's not growing as actively as it normally is. It's not absorbing moisture in the same way, and the stomata aren't open. A lot of different things happen when plants get drought stressed. And so having natural stress in the environment isn't always a great time to do a fall application necessarily.
Ben, you were talking about making sure that you map it well and get a good application that way. I think another thing that's really important to point out for a lot of weeds, but especially something like common mullein or some of these weeds that have a little more hairy leaves, is using a surfactant so that those herbicides can actually reach the plant, reach the leaf surface, and get absorbed. It's pretty easy to think you're getting an effective treatment and not actually get those herbicides down into the plant on some of these weeds.
Ben, Ryan, anything else you want to highlight on this topic as we point towards wrapping up?
I would say, and we have a mention of this in the article, Aaron, that sometimes the weeds that we notice the most this time of the year are not the ones that we want to go after, though. A lot of our summer annual weeds, things like pigweed, you know, our foxtails, kochia, you know, ragweed, things like that, are at the end of their life cycle. They've already set seed, they're already dying off. And so spraying those really noticeable weeds at this point isn't going to do a whole lot for control. You really need either a perennial species or something that is going to be growing and, again, absorbing those nutrients into their system to get through the winter. Spraying our summer annuals that are really noticeable right now because they're producing all their seed, or they have produced their seed and they're at the end of their life cycle, isn't going to be effective. And so you might as well save some time and money and keep your herbicide for next spring or early summer for those species.
Ryan, Ben, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for putting this article together. And as you well said, this is a busy time of year. And so this is, I think, a task that often gets put on the back burner, but it also is one where time spent can be really effective. And so I would just encourage folks, if you've identified some of these noxious invasive species in rangeland or pasture, if you can find a window of time to go target them as we move into this fall period, it may be a real highly effective use of your time. For more information on the topic that was discussed in today's Beef Watch podcast, you can find this article at beef.unl.edu. The title of the article, "Don't Wait for Spring, Why Fall is Prime Time for Weed Control."